Yahoo and AOL combine under Verizon to become Oath. Yelp acquires Wi-Fi marketing company Turnstile Analytics. Apple improves the specs of the Mac Pro and more. It's Tuesday, April 4th, and this is Crunch Report. Happy Tuesday, everybody out there. Let's get into the news. Yesterday, we were filming and making Crunch Report, and it came out that our parent company, combining both AOL and Yahoo, will have a new name soon. Oath. Oath. It's kind of weird to say. Oath. When you first hear it, it sounds a little dark. Oath. Some people hate it. Some people like it. Humans hate change, I guess. That's normal. Remember the Airbnb logo when it first came out? How much hate it got? Or Uber changing its app logo? Or Tribune Publishing becoming Tronk? They all get made fun of and hated on. I think I'm indifferent to it. Like, I don't really care. I don't care what the name of the new company is. I like TechCrunch. That name and branding, working for TechCrunch. And Oath happens to be our parent company now. And like anything, you get used to it and move on and just continue doing the good work you like to do. You guys ready for a good old-fashioned cold glass of acquisition news? Well, either way, here it is. Yelp this morning announced that it has paid $20 million in cash to acquire the Wi-Fi marketing company Turnstile Analytics, which offers a service that allows businesses to connect with their customers over a freely provided Wi-Fi network. The move, Yelp explains, is aimed at expanding the types of business marketing services Yelp already offers beyond those that are focused on customer acquisition, to also include those that help businesses with customer retention and loyalty. Apple updated its Mac Pro today with improved specs, but no major redesign. It will house an Intel Xeon processor, dual AMD Fire Pro D500 GPUs, and 16 gigabytes of memory. This is all fine and well, but the most interesting part of this announcement isn't the release itself. It's the way it was done. Apple basically invited a bunch of reporters to drop by and chat about the future of the Mac Pro. Actually, less of a chat and more of a mafia-style sit-down of the Silicon Valley families. Key Apple executives worked to set the record straight about its care and vision for the Mac Pro. Apple imagines a modular Mac Pro that will have a new dedicated display and work even better with existing products like the iPad Pro. This whole parade is expected to take at least a year to organize. Apple just wants us all to hold on in the meantime, which is basically what we've been doing. Apple's hype used to speak for itself, and sometimes for a few glimmering moments, it does. Take the crazy obsession people have had with AirPods, for example. But for the rest of the product line, we will continue to wait for Apple because, let's face it, what else are we going to do? Goodwater Capital is attempting to bring translucency to the private venture capital markets by creating its own index to monitor the sentiment of investors to help startups know when the best time to raise is. In some ways, the index is less useful for startups and more generally just fascinating for the VC-obsessed. Good ideas generally get funded regardless of the economic cycle, and the timing of the individual firms with their own cycles and dry powder can make it hard to abstract an industry trend down to the individual. Here's a hive mind challenge, though. Send us your proxies for this chart, and we'll see what we can learn. What other indexes and crazy charts seem to best mirror what Goodwater has built? Who knows? It could be something reasonable like interest rates, or maybe it just so happens that the stock price of some fast food restaurant just happens to show correlation. That's the report for today. I'm Tito Hamzy. It's a lot calmer of an episode today. Crunch Report airs every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TechCrunch.com. You also find us on iTunes and on YouTube and on Alexa and on your Apple Watch. I don't know about Apple Watch. No, yeah, you can. You can probably stream it there. Anyway, that's a bit of a rant. We'll see you guys tomorrow.